The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Luke. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? What will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. They will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." This is the gospel of the Lord.
By your endurance, you will gain your souls. May I speak to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, what a reading for this week. When I first received the list of the lectionary readings and saw what I was going to be preaching on, I thought, I can do this. Got closer and closer, and the political situation in our country accelerated, and I thought, yeah, I could still do this. And then this week happened, and I thought, yeah, I can still do this. It's tempting to read into this potential political apocalyptic theology, but I'm afraid I'm not going to give you any of that today. And as someone raised in a very Pentecostal evangelical upbringing, which was full of this imagery and language, and where pastor after pastor were predicting when exactly the end times would happen and who exactly is and was the Antichrist and so on, I won't be giving you any of that either. Maybe you can breathe a sigh of relief. Today I focused on this last line of our gospel. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. Because the thing is every change, every ending, every loss is a mini apocalypse in our life. The poet Gerard Manley Hopkins calls them my chief woes, world sorrows. Every grief, all of the anger and the numbness and the confusion are a part of our own apocalyptic experiences. So the challenge for us is not necessarily how do we respond to the political situation, but how do we remember whose we are How do we remain faithful to our calling in Christ? How do we respond to grief and anger in ourselves, in our communities, in our nation? Paul gives us a bit of advice in his lectionary to the Thessalonians, saying, "Keep away from believers who are living in idleness. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right." Is this the equivalent of those bumper stickers that say, "Jesus is coming, look busy"? No, it's not exactly that. Paul is calling us, along with Jesus, to invest ourselves in the lives of others, to really pay attention, to care for one another and not be idle in our relationships. Don't just look busy, but actually listen. Listen to their troubles. Listen to their anger and their pain. Remember whose it is that we are. Jesus warns us that there will be many who will come and say, "I am he, the end times are now." I'm sure you've heard similar things today. Maybe not people claiming to be Jesus, but people coming as prophets with a quick fix, with a simple solution to your everyday problems, a simple solution to our political problems, a simple solution to the unbearable pain that we often have to experience in this life. And Jesus reminds us that there are no quick fixes. Jesus reminds us by his own life that it will be full of woe, even in the midst of great joy. Jesus says, "But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death." Many of us may not be living in fear of our lives right now. Many of us may be afforded a certain level of privilege and comfort, but all of us have to risk something if we are going to follow Christ down this path. Relationship involves risk. It involves a level of vulnerability where we open ourselves to the possibility of brokenness in another, to the reality of brokenness in another. Relationship involves putting ourselves in a place where we don't know what the outcome will be. Before the kingdom comes, before all of this occurs, before Christ returns or is already beginning to return within us, we will have to endure. Brothers and sisters, friends, do not be weary in doing what is right. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. Earlier this morning, we read one of the canticles from Isaiah, which is sort of a similar thing to the "Seek ye first." Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Remember whose it is we are. Remember the deeds that God has made known among God's people. Remember and see that God's name is exalted. Sing the praises of the Lord, for God has done great things. As we gather around the table today, we come to remember whose it is that we are. We come to be nourished and strengthened by the sacraments, to go forth and remember that by our endurance in following the one who was imprisoned and crucified, that we are made new. Let us pray. God, we do not understand your way, but you have prepared the way for us. Let us go forth by the power of your Spirit, bearing witness to Christ's gospel of liberation for all people, and enduring so that we might gain our souls in you. Amen.